Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact, given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. And Annie Jennings is the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals, organizations, and media everywhere, including TheStreet.com, AOL.com, Us Weekly, and leading business magazine Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And today's special guest is best-selling author Dr. Joe Vitale, author of the new book, Attract Money Now. And Dr. Joe combines his unique, one-of-a-kind, charismatic, and inspirational style, an exclusive five-step attraction system to successfully coach thousands of people through seminars, books, DVDs, webinars, and TV and radio appearances on the law of attraction. His system has helped countless people become millionaires and find happiness. Joe's system is so effective, he was asked to co-star in the world-famous movie The Secret, as well as contribute to the book. Thank you, Dr. Joe, for joining us.
Of course. I'm always glad to come and visit with Annie. It's the only way I can get to talk to her, I think.
Always here for you.
Oh, all right.
That. But what I like most about you, Dr. Joe, is that you give people practical steps that they can take on a daily basis to actually attract money. And the whole concept of attract money, if you wouldn't mind starting there with me, because I want to ask you about repelling money, okay, versus attracting money. Are there some personality types that actually repel money from coming to them?
Well, actually, most of us repel money from coming to us, and there's a reason for that. First of all, I want to say that I'm focusing on money, and I've written this new book, Attract Money Now, which I'm giving everybody access to so they can read it for nothing, because I've heard so many people complain that they're worried about a recession or a depression or foreclosure or a job loss or any number of concerns about finances. And I kept thinking, well, if they just need to know how to use the law of attraction in a very practical way focused on the bottom line dollar. So the whole book, Attract Money Now, is to teach them this seven-step formula for attracting money. This way, they can get out of the hole, they don't have to be worried, they can actually enjoy their life and be present and do all the things that their heart is actually pushing them or nudging at them to do. So, do we attract money and repel money? Absolutely. In the very first step in the book, Attract Money Now, what I do is talk about our beliefs. And there are at least three fundamental key beliefs that are keeping us from attracting money. We actually repel it. And one of the most insidious that we all have in us, at least unconsciously, because we've been all taught this through our growing up by everybody else who bought into it, is the phrase, money is the root of all, fill in the blank. We've all heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you buy that, if you believe that money is the root of all evil, do you really think you're going to want money in your life? You're going to allow a little bit of money to come in because you need to survive. But you're not going to allow an abundance to come in because then you're going to be evil. Well, this is one of the first steps that we have to look at because I've said so many times we live in a belief-driven universe. Change your beliefs and your universe changes. It's really that simple. So when we look at the belief, money is the root of all evil, and we actually explore that, the biblical phrase is more accurately, it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Then you have to look at, do wealthy people love money? And what I've discovered in my own life and the lives of the famous and the wealthy out there is that they don't love money. They love time and freedom. Time and freedom, and money helps them get that. So for most of the wealthy people, including Donald Trump and Branson and myself or anybody else that you might name, money's a scorecard. Money's neutral. Money's not evil. Money is just paper and coin, and we project meaning onto it. So to answer your question, if people believe that money is the root of all evil, they are going to repel it. They're not going to want to be evil. And this is a belief that's in their unconscious mind that I'm helping to dislodge with this wonderful event that you're doing right now for people to listen to, and of course in my book, Attract Money Now.
Absolutely. So why don't we find out about these seven steps so that we can change our underlying belief system that's causing us to maybe live in chains, you know, live less. Than what we can actually accomplish in our lives.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Well, the first step is all about the mindset. And again, that's part of it is the programming that we have there. And I've been doing a lot of work and exploration and teaching there because so many people will say things like, oh, I saw the movie The Secret, or I read The Attractor Factor, or I know all about the Law of Attraction, and guess what? It doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. The Law of Attraction's always working. You are always getting what you believe and expect on an unconscious level. So the whole first step in Attract Money Now is to help you understand what you're believing unconsciously. Now, one of those beliefs is the one I just talked about. And the wonderful thing is, as you hear these beliefs and you nod your head and you start to have some understanding, they start to dissolve. They start to dislodge. You start to unwire the negative programming so you can replace it with positive programming. But that's only one of the beliefs. Another belief that's in people's minds when it comes to money or virtually anything else they want to attract is they don't feel they deserve it. This is a biggie. We have been taught since growing up, since childhood, that most of us are bad or that we've done something wrong or we've heard no and don't so many times that we concluded, again, unconsciously, that we're not valuable, we're not lovable, we're not likable, we're not deserving of good. I remember a therapist decades ago who would ask people, how good can you stand it? Because most of us will draw a little set point in our life, and we will allow just enough okayness and goodness to be in our lives, and then we're going to start making things uncomfortable. We're going to self-sabotage. We're going to push things away. We're going to repel money. We're going to do all of this, and of course, we're going to blame everybody else. We're going to blame the world. We're going to blame the president. We're going to blame the economy. We're going to blame the terrorists. We're going to blame the banking system. We'll blame everybody, but we won't look inside. And so this whole first step is about looking inside, looking at the beliefs that are operating, realizing that you are lovable, you are deserving of success, and working on that to dislodge that belief as well. This is all in the first step. And for me, if you handle the prosperity mindset, all the other steps fall into place almost naturally without you even thinking about them. That's how important this whole first step is.
All right, so that's wonderful. So what is the process that you recommend people go through in order to find out what they really think of money? Of course, we've all heard money is the root of all evil. We got that one. We probably have that somewhere in our subconscious mind. What are some other typical belief systems that people have regarding money that you feel are really standing in their way? And then how do they explore their unconscious mind to find out, what do I think about money?
Well, you're going for the meat here because this is...
Sorry.
No. This is what's of most value to everybody. This is what they need to hear and they need to read. And before we go much longer, I want you to know, and everybody to know, you can read the book, Attract Money Now, and get all of these steps and all of these information and all of these stories at attractmoneynow.com.
Sure, you're offering a free copy of the book, correct?
They can read it online, they can download it and so forth, read it whatever they want. And what I'm doing is taking away their excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say that I don't know how to attract money or the law of attraction doesn't work, blah, 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 go and read Attract Money Now at attractmoneynow.com. Then it's up to you to implement those steps. But it all begins right now with you reading the book, which I'm letting you do for nothing.
And you know what I have to tell you? It comes down to choice, too.
Mm.
When we speak to people about PR, we can bring people to their highest level of optimal success given the choices they have made so far in their life.
Mm.
You see how that plays into PR, too?
Yeah.
Is that anything is possible with publicity, but you've made choices along the way that now qualify you for certain publicity placements and don't qualify you for others.
That's a really good point because, you know, people will take publicity on to the extent that they feel they deserve it. There's a direct parallel to allowing money to come into their lives, which is stemming from that first question you asked me about, do we repel it or attract it? And of course, we're doing both, but most of us are pushing it away. Well, we also have the opportunity to get the word out about our business. I'm a great believer in publicity. You know that about me. I mean, goodness. I have done so much with publicity. I'm a disciple of P.T. Barnum, who taught me about publicity and publicity stunts and things like that. But just on the lowest level here of sitting at home and doing radio shows that you might set up for clients, if a person doesn't believe in themselves or doesn't believe in their message or doesn't believe they deserve it or they're worth it or they love themselves or they're lovable, they won't take that opportunity. So I'm suggesting that people start to get out of their comfort zone here. You can do it with money, you can do it with publicity, but do it with something that signals to yourself that you are worth it. And part of what they might do is just sign on with you to start to do some of those beginning publicity things.
Well, and here's why, because I have the blink factor. I know why they're good. After many years, you know, many years of working in PR, I have the blink factor. I can tell within an instant exactly why the client is good, and I can generally tell their message, tell them what their message is. Many people get confused with, why am I here? What is my piece of the puzzle? All right, over the years, right, I've discovered I have that particular talent and help guide a client. Now, when a client realizes, or anyone out there realizes, I do have a message, I am important because this is my message to the world. And everyone has their individualized message, and they are meant to bring it to life. They are meant to live the life of their dreams, sharing their message with others. And every single person listening right now has the message. The question is, what is it?
I
know what
that.
It is.
You know, that's $1 million service right there. Because,
well, that's what I said.
Well,
people say, why don't you write a book? I say, because I have to charge $1 million a copy. Because if you read it, you'd be a millionaire. But instead, I offer a lot of things for free. Because I want everybody to discover their true meaning for being here. Because once you unleash that and realize, wow, I'm part of this puzzle, you got power beyond your belief. You got it back. You got your power back.
You are doing a wonderful service by doing that. Is this something, and fill me in, so because I'm curious, and I guess other people listening might be curious, how does that work when somebody calls you? Can you do that over the phone? Do they?
Instantly. I can do it instantly.
Wow.
Anyone who calls me over the phone, I can tell by, I can go to their website, I can read their bio, I can see what they've done already, I can hear their voice. I can get a big sense of who they are just by general taking into some factors, and then I can tell them back to them where I see them sharing their message. What is their piece of the puzzle? And most people say, that's exactly right. How did you know? I said, well, that's why I have the blink factor.
Right. Well, you've got all this experience behind you in dealing with all these people.
And then we encourage clients to expand themselves. Many people know some things about themselves. Now, the question is, what is the process of self-expansion? Then we have a strategy of self-expansion, and we encourage people to go into the strategy of self-expansion just to see what happens. And lo and behold, they realize, I'm a lot better than I thought I was. I know a lot more than I thought I was. I didn't know my thoughts were very important. I didn't know that I could contribute to society in this way. We teach them the process of self-expansion that takes where they are now and starts to broaden it to meet the needs of society so they have answers for society's problems today. And every single person is here to help another person, and we help open that possibility up for them.
Well, I would encourage everybody to call you and do that, because this is a service that's beyond belief. And it also ties into my book, because one of the later steps, it's not the second one, but one of the later steps in the 7 steps in Attract Money Now, is about thinking and acting like an entrepreneur. And I mention this in particular because so many people out there are giving their power away to a boss or a job that they don't like. And they actually have a gift, a light, a love within their heart that they want to share, and they haven't been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that if you want real wealth, if you really want to attract money, you have to think and act like an entrepreneur, because an entrepreneur will look around and hear complaints and realize that's a potential product or service. Or they'll look around and say, there's something missing in life, and instead of complaining about it, what they'll do is turn it into a business.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what an entrepreneur also learns to do, and I'm saying this as an entrepreneur myself, an online one more than anything else, is that you do need to use publicity. I have done that since the beginning. I've done it to get cover stories before the internet, and when I was virtually a nobody when I was living in Houston. And by leveraging all this publicity and keeping the doing more and more and more, starting out when I was nobody and shy, I was really so uncomfortable to talk to anybody about this that I couldn't begin with Larry King. I had to begin with a telephone call to a radio show or a telephone call with a reporter. Now I've been on Larry King twice. I've been on Donnie Deutsch. I've been on all these different TV shows, including the recent one, Fox News and Friends, that I've been able to do it where it's almost second nature.
Right.
But I think hiring you and getting your publicity skills and helping people fine-tune what their gift is and then encouraging them to get out there to share it and then holding their hand as they start doing the little bitty stuff to begin with, before they know it, they are doing the big things that they've only dreamed about.
Absolutely. They go into our expansion model. All right, that I understand, and we've created it here. And all of our clients start with somewhere. I see the golden nugget inside of them, and it's our job to expand them to the point where they can live their dream, which is, living the dream is, in my opinion, is being out there, sharing your message, being a part of society, helping people live better lives, and making money at the same time. We're allowed to make money. You know what we've noticed, Joe? When people go in with the mission of how can I help you today instead of what's in it for me,
they
wind up, right, building these huge business models, and then the money starts to flow to them.
That is such an amazing insight, because that's really the focus of my message, is that you don't focus on making money, you focus on making a difference. You focus on doing what your part of the puzzle is in life, helping as many people as possible, and you might have an eye on money, but you're not have both eyes on money, targeted for it. It's when you just use money as a tool, like a scorecard, as I said earlier, that money actually starts coming. So I think the whole idea, you know, Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss, I've often said, just follow your passion, follow your enthusiasm, follow what you're excited about, follow what you're loving and love to do, then you start to get in the point to attract money. You still have to do the other steps that are in my book, but I think it becomes easier and more fun, and you never think that you're working when you start to do that. I'm actually, in some people's minds, working right now. But when I get to talk to Annie, that's not work. This is fun.
This is fun every day.
This is bliss.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, your step number two is to give without expectation.
Yes.
That's very important, and I feel that's a critical point of the success model.
It is.
The money model, yeah.
Well, there's so many different levels to this concept of giving. First of all, I believe in a phrase I coined called karmic marketing. And the idea there is too many people in business just want to make a buck, and they keep thinking, oh, I'll come out with an e-book, or I'll come out with some sort of product, and I can rake in the money by selling it. And I think what you want to do is actually give something away to open the funnel to receive. I'm actually practicing karmic marketing when I'm giving away my book, Attract Money Now, at attractmoneynow.com. I'm giving it away. Why? I'm opening the psychological and metaphysical funnel in my own being to allow money to come back to me through it. There's a rule of thumb that says the money, and I said this on national TV last week, the money that you receive is going to come through the window in your life that you create by giving. The more you give, the bigger the window in you to receive. So one level of giving is from the business model of what I call karmic marketing. Give part of your product or service away in order to start the receiving process. But the other part is, it's very much the idea of tithing, which is the biblical and religious concept, but you can just look at it as a psychological one. If you want to receive money, give money. And part of what's happening is when you give money, you are signaling to yourself, to your unconscious mind, your conscious mind, your whole being, as well as to the universe outside, is that you have more than enough. You're not going to be stingy. You're not coming from a belief that there's scarcity in the universe. You actually feel there's abundance, and you're also coming from gratitude. You're saying, thank you for the money I do have. Let me give 10% or more to wherever you receive spiritual nourishment.
I have an idea, though. Listen to this one. This is how the secret behind us building our terrific, outstanding business model.
Oh, tell me.
It's really great. Obviously, tithing, use what you have in the house is one thing, and of course, tithing is another. Mm-hmm. But rather than tithing money, think about this for a minute. Tithe opportunity. And by you giving away your book, you're tithing opportunity for others to learn how to empower themselves. That's a lot better than giving away 10%, because you don't know what's going to happen to that money. It could go down the tubes. But tithing opportunity, allows people to expand themselves, and then they start a business model of making money for themselves, they in turn can give opportunity to others. If everyone else is giving opportunity to others rather than tithing cash, think about the domino effect there of self-expansion.
Well, I think giving, plain and simple, is one of the most powerful things we can do to change our lives. I even co-authored a book on giving called Give to Live, which I think it's free. I know it's free. It's at givetolivebook.com, www.givetolivebook.com. But it's the whole principle of, instead of being stingy and instead of being controlling and instead of being fearful and instead of coming from your ego, which really wants to control and own and dominate the world, what you want to do instead is tear down those inner walls and open your heart.
Sure.
And when you open your heart to give, and you can give money, you can give opportunity, you can give product, service, you can give whatever feels right for you to give, you open yourself to receive. And now in my book, Attract Money Now, I focus on money. So I say give money if you want to receive money. And there's numerous reasons for doing that. Now people often tell me, where do I give it? I say give it to where you have received spiritual or inspirational nourishment. And that could have been, you know, it could be you, Annie. It could be me. It could be
the
waiter or waitress.
Yeah. When we teach people to fish, when it's time to fish, they come back to us.
Yes.
They know how to fish, but then when it's time to say, you know what, I need a publicist, it's always us. I want people to understand how they can go out and help themselves. They don't have to hire me ever. The fact that they're learning how to do it themselves is enough for me.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I want people to hire you because they need to get their training wheels on here, and they need to get somebody to make the placements for them so they don't have to do it. You know, this isn't in the book, but it's one of the marketing lessons I've learned as an entrepreneur, is a secret to success is to delegate. Don't try to do everything yourself.
Right.
If you've got somebody that knows publicity and can get media placement and so forth, hire that person. Don't go and learn a whole other field or a whole other career or go and try to make all the contacts. I've learned that instead of trying to do it myself, I can be so much more successful if I hire you to do publicity and I hire the book printer to do the book and I hire somebody else to do the website. You know, and I do what I do best, which might be speaking or writing or creating or sometimes just relaxing.
The way, right, of self-sabotage, you know, that belief system you just said about having to do everything yourself, it's sort of a way of limiting yourself.
Oh,
because
it
takes so much time away. You waste a year trying to learn something. That's a year you're behind the curve.
That is a brilliant insight right there, is that we should not be trying to do everything. That's not how the world works. There's so many people on this planet that can help us achieve our dreams as we help them achieve their dreams. Mm-hmm. My favorite story about this is, for the longest time when I first started out in business, I'd do my own taxes. And I hated it. I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It was an emotional drain. It was a time drain. It was an energy drain. It was just a waste of my time to do it. When I finally made the decision to give that duty to somebody who loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Now notice,
yeah.
I didn't say give it to somebody else who hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I hired somebody who did it, who likes to do it. Not only did I free myself to do what I love, not only did it make me happier and it made me lighter and it gave me more time and energy and freedom, but that person got to do what they love.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but Annie, my income tripled when I quit doing it.
That's exactly right. Very good. Good noticing on that one. Plus, you probably saved yourself a lot of money, too.
I did. A lot of heartache and everything else.
Absolutely.
You know, what did I know what I was doing with taxes? That's not my forte.
You know what? I love your step number three about spending.
Well, that's something that I spontaneously, I guess there was a divine intervention with that one, because that
came to
me.
You wanted a new car.
Right.
Okay.
And this is something I've coined prosperous spending or prosperous purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a biggie, because so many people don't realize that when they refuse to buy something they really want, when they have the money for it, I'm not saying go into debt or tap out credit cards, I'm never encouraging that. But if they're standing there looking at some item or a product or a service that they want, and they got the money on them to buy it, if they don't buy it, they're sending a signal. And this is part of my work. I say life is a process of awakening. I want us to be aware of what we're telling ourselves. If we don't buy that product or service and we have the money in our hands, we're telling ourselves we don't deserve it. We're not going to have any more money. I am almost broke as it is, so I'm in a scarcity mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And this closes down our energy. It closes down our brain. It closes down our feelings about ourselves. This is not where you want to be if you want to attract money or publicity or anything else. So I tell people to come from prosperous spending or prosperous purchasing. If you want to buy something and that book is in front of you or that guitar or whatever it happens to be, and you do have the money for it, by God, you buy it. And you buy it because you're now sending another signal to yourself. You deserve it. You love yourself. You have enough money. You are in the abundant flow. You are enjoying your life. You are deserving of great things. All of this opens your mind, opens your heart, increases your energy, and that is going to be a magnet to attract more money to you. So prosperous purchasing, this is a biggie, and as far as I know, nobody's ever spoken about it in these terms.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I agree with it completely because it helps you reach, too. It helps you figure out, well, now, I got a car that I love. It's a little, I got to make these payments. How do I make more money to make the payments? There you are. Now you are in the upward spiral of making money because you're going to apply your creativity, your wisdom, your experience to a business model that's going to turn that outcome into reality for you of making money. When people have to make money, Joe, they make money. If you have the option of making money, laziness sets in, the negative belief system, I'll do it tomorrow, maybe I'll sleep a little while longer. But when you have a reason to make money, you have a bill to pay, you have kids to support, you have employees to support, you get very smart very fast.
Well, in psychology, they say you need a reason why to do most of your goals if you want to achieve anything. And if one of your reason whys is you do want that new car or a home or whatever piece of furniture, I don't know what it happens to be for each person, it's going to be different. There's a built-in motivator. Mm-hmm. Bruce Barton was the founder of BBDO, and I had written a book on him called The Seven Lost Secrets of Success. And he said advertising's purpose was to create a divine discontent in people. Mm-hmm. And what he meant by that is he wanted them to reach for more than what they were reaching for. That if people didn't have some goal of some sort of desire outside of themselves, they would get complacent, they'd get lazy, they'd stay in a stagnant energy. And you and I both know you have to grow or you die.
Yeah.
You have to keep stretching. And I always tell people to exceed what they think is possible, to push yourself. My motto, which is on my business card and I end most of my emails with, is dare something worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm encouraging people to dare something worthy. When it comes to prosperous spending, again, I'm not telling people to go and get loans or tap out credit cards or to go into debt. I'm just trying to get you to focus a little more on what you'd like to have in your life. And in those moments when you see something you want and you have the means to get it, please get it because of the message it sends to you about love and deservingness.
You know, and sometimes it's in your darkest hour, too, where you really can't see the end of the tunnel, that you have to do something like that because it really does open up the flow of prosperity back to you.
It does.
You notice that?
It does. Well, you know, money has to circulate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. You can't take it and stuff it in a mattress because nothing's going to happen. It's dead at that point. That you actually have to circulate money, and the more you circulate it, whether that is in giving or that is in spending, the more you are in that same abundant flow, which means it's going to come back to you and through you and keep on going. I have found that when I buy things that I really want, not frivolously, but I mean if there's something there that I really want and I'm excited about it and I buy it, that I actually find I get more money either that day or the next day.
Me too.
And often it's unexpected. It's like, where did that come from?
It's like a reward.
That's good.
It just comes to you and says, wow, thank you.
It's very much like a reward. In fact, mm-hmm. as we're speaking, downstairs on the front porch is a big box waiting for me to open it.
Ooh.
And it's because a couple weeks ago I had saw a new invention. It's a travel guitar that actually folds. The neck folds down over the body of the guitar, which I've never seen before. And I bought it as a gift to myself, as a reward to myself, as an acknowledgement to myself, much like I tell everybody else, this is prosperous purchasing. And it arrived before the call, and I thought, I'm not going to open it until after the call, which is going to be a reward for me for doing this call. This is how it works. I'm having fun. I'm having a blast. I'm not working. I am promoting my book, Attract Money Now. I want people to go get it at attractmoneynow.com. And at the same time, I'm giving because I want Annie to get more business, and I want all the people listening to know the power of publicity. This is how I got on all these TV shows. This is how I was on Fox News last Sunday. This is how it all keeps happening. So I want people to take you up on your offer to get that million-dollar insight about what's next for them, and I want them to get under your wing so you can show them how to get publicity, and over time, they'll be doing calls like this.
Absolutely. And that's the truth. I'm telling you, it's magnetic. Taking care of yourself, self, spending money on yourself, reaching for your dreams, even in your darkest hour. So here's the thing, in your darkest hour, let's do an analogy of the stock market. Remember when the stock market was at 6,500, 7,000, and that was the buy signal? Okay,
yep.
That was, okay, girls, it's time to buy. I have a career on Wall Street. And but to buy required bravery.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
And it was a very scary time to buy because it looked like the bottom was going to fall out of the entire world.
Mm.
Well, there you go. That's what it's like. In your darkest hour when you're afraid to make a movement forward because it feels like your whole life is going to fall apart, it's over, it's down, you're headed downward, do something daring at that point.
That is great advice.
Mm-hmm.
In my own experience, I found that right when you think the world is closing in on you and it's all over and the curtain's got to fall is right when the sun rises. You have to hang in there, though, and part of the way that you can increase your abundance at that point is to take action on something that you feel inspired to do.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of rolling over and playing dead, which is, you know, real easy to think about doing, and there's a tendency to do it, you actually have to be inspired by this information, by this call, by you and your work, by my book, whatever it happens to be, to remind yourself the sun rises again. Get up. Take action and expect great things to happen next.
Yeah, and there's really no way out, so you might as well be rich. Now, here's the thing.
There's a famous quote that says, I've been rich and I've been poor, and rich is better.
Well, the thing is, we're allowed to make money. And I like that you get into the subconscious mind and how to get it to work for you, how to attain your desires by letting your subconscious mind. Because one thing, we are allowed to make money. This is America. We're allowed. This is the whole point.
Well, you know, I tell people, if there's a lot of people that still put down money and they put down wealthy people, and again, this is coming from some subconscious thoughts about wealth and money being evil and rich people being evil, and you have to remember that you get to choose how you want to use money.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to make a difference in the world, you want to help South Africa or some country or Detroit, I don't know what it would be, I've actually started a movement to end homelessness. It's called Operation Yes.
Very nice.
And I tell people, if you want to make a difference in the world, then contribute a healthy, happy, wealthy person to the world. You.
Mm,
and as you make money, you can choose where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and start your own movement or your own cause or contribute to the local church or the local shelter or a hospital or go to another country and contribute the money there. But you will have the money to do that with. So I don't care what other people are doing with their money. I am caring about what I do with it because I want to make a difference in my life, my family's life, my immediate city and circumstances, and, of course, with big things like Operation Yes to actually stop homelessness.
And then when you think of the domino effect, think about if you help one homeless person who goes on to do something that they really want to do, that is share their wisdom and knowledge with others, like you've done, Joe, okay, you were homeless. And you've gone on and helped millions of people now get the concept behind living your dreams, not being afraid to make money, going after what you want, finding your golden nugget of opportunity, your personal destiny. And that, think of the domino effect, tens of millions of people. You don't even know how many people you've touched.
At this point, I don't. But, you know, I've been all over the world. I was recently in Russia. I was in Poland. I was in Peru. I was in Bermuda. I can't even remember all the different places I've been. And as I'm going all of these places, hundreds and sometimes thousands of people are showing up to get books signed or to say thank you or to tell me how their lives have been changed. I get a taste of what's happening. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this to tell you that your listeners have this same opportunity, that when they own who they are and start to share their message, they start to touch people in ways that sometimes they'll hear about and sometimes they'll just have to take on faith that it's happening, but they'll make a difference in the world. And this happens when you follow your dream and you allow money and you do good things.
Mm-hmm. And the people who are listening who don't know what their message is, I know what your message is. And
I know, call her. Call her.
The factor. Yeah, I know what the message is. And we've developed a strategy and a concept to help people discover their power, discover their message. It's really called platform strategy. You know, Joe, platform strategy is all over the world today. We created it right here in this office. Now, if I had spent 3 years writing a book, I have an idea of how people can expand themselves and show who they are in this world and come up with new ideas and creative outcomes for themselves. if I would have taken 3 years to write that book, this whole industry would be behind like crazy.
Mm.
And now platform strategy has become the way, it's the industry standard that people evaluate experts and their contributions and who they are, and publishers evaluate authors according to their platform. That was created right here in this office, because there was no way before that for anyone to identify who they were and what they can contribute.
And how do people get a hold of you to do that? Because I want to pass the word out as well.
Sure, it's just AnnieJenningsPR.com, and all they have to do is request an opportunity to speak with me. I speak with every single person who would like to speak with me.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're the friendly PR firm.
Well, if they get to speak to you, that is amazing in itself.
We speak to everybody because I believe everyone has a message to share, and I believe my personal role on this earth is to help you live the life of your dreams. I just happen to be the person who creates you into something that the media wants to hear about, that can get booked with the media, or giving you an open forum via the masses that the media reaches for you to reach out into that world of hundreds of thousands of listeners.
I may have to call you just to see how you can refine what I'm doing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll take you to your next level.
All right.
Not that you need it, Dr. Joe Vitale. So terrific. So far you've told us you have 2 free books available. Why don't you let us know where we can get those again for those who maybe are just calling in?
Sure. The Attract Money Now book is at the website, attractmoneynow.com, www.attractmoneynow.com.
And it's very easy to get. I just got it myself. I got it right here.
You just, you know, sign up with your email address. You'll get it as an email download link. Read it online. And I got to quickly say that if somebody would prefer to have the printed hardcover version, it is available and comes with a free DVD that's worth a couple hundred dollars. And that's at attractmoneynowbook.com. So attractmoneynowbook.com will give them the means to get the actual book. And then the other book that I was mentioning was by Dr. Rick Barrett and myself. It's called Give to Live, and it's at www.givetolivebook.com. And again, that's another e-book that's downloadable. You can read it, and it's very inspiring because it's really honing in on one of the methods of attracting anything, and that's on giving. So givetolivebook.com.
I have a question for you. Okay, this is something I teach my authors and my experts to always evaluate. Why is the purchase of these 2 books, or the access of these 2 books, not an expense, but an investment? And an investment is a return. You're going to earn a return. So if you spend money on these books, why should people who do that expect to get a return on their investment, and what is that return on investment?
That's such a million-dollar question. You know, I'm sitting in my office. I'm building a new one right beside this property, but I'm sitting in the current office, and I'm surrounded by about 5,000 books.
Mm-hmm.
Books all over the walls, books on the floor, books at my arm, books by the computer, books on top of the furniture. I mean, they're just everywhere. And why is that? I directly contribute to where I am today because of investing in my knowledge. By reading books, by listening to audios, by listening to programs like this, this is how I've trained my brain, and in a positive way, reprogrammed and brainwashed myself to expect success. I really feel that people are brought up, myself included, to feel like victims. We're brought up by a society that teaches us how to survive but not how to prosper. We're brought up by parents who don't know any better about how to raise us because they're raising us the way they were either raised or directly opposite than how they were raised, but they don't have too much flexibility there. So we end up being programmed with lack and limitation, with belief issues and self-esteem issues. So how do you get rid of all that? How do you change all that? By investing in your education. And when I say education, for me, the public libraries, when I was homeless and in poverty, were the godsend. I can go there. I was never charged. I can read in the library. I can take books out. What a wonderful universe that is. Now, today, I shop at Amazon every single day. UPS and FedEx is here almost every day with new books. Why? Because I'm always improving myself. I'm always fine-tuning myself. I'm always educating myself. And this is our obligation to ourselves. If we want to grow and prosper and attract money and make a difference in the world, we have to keep learning. So whether you buy Attract Money Now at attractmoneynowbook.com or anything else, all of this is designed to improve you. This is an investment in yourself, in your career, and the return that comes from improving yourself is, I can't even calculate that. That's more than 10 times over.
Oh, absolutely. We had somebody who actually gave us the, you know, his rate of return on investment from working with us. It was over 80,000%.
Whoa, 80,000%.
That was in the millions. It blew up my calculator. I had to throw it in the garbage. I really did. It cracked it in half. It's in the garbage can. 80% return on 80,000% return on investment from what he paid me for the one placement that opened up the life of his dreams. We have noticed, we canvassed our successful clients, of which there are many. And by the way, Joe, their real stories are up on our website where the clients have actually come on teleseminars and they've told our other clients, this is how I did it, this is how you can do it. You see, because our clients believe in sharing as well. And if it worked for them, it can work for others. And they all started with us saying, you know, let's just see, let's trust. Let's go with our gut feeling, let's trust. Our clients were not afraid to invest in themselves. That was some of the shared characteristics we noticed. They were not afraid to invest. In fact, a great story is a guy, and he tells you this in his own words, on our website, just click on the audio recordings, and he had a back injury, and he was an attorney, and he did mortgages and real estate. And, you know, when you have an injury, you lose your business, okay, generally. And that's what happened to him. He lost mostly everything that he had, and he had just enough money left to call what he said, roll the dice.
Wow.
He believed in our company, and he didn't even tell me this. I didn't even know I was up against this kind of pressure of rebuilding this guy's whole life. but doing what we do, he after it was all over, he called me up. I said, okay, so great. You did a great job on the campaign. We have great feedback. He goes, there's a story you don't know. What you don't know is I had nothing when I signed up with you. I gave you my last X amount of dollars. Because I believed that you could do it. Now, he believed in me, but he also believed in himself, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went on. He had to turn away 40 new clients by the time he was done with the campaign. All right? Because he went with his gut. He was not afraid to invest his last money into what he felt was going to work for him. He had a gut feeling it was a yes, and he went with it and never looked back.
That is a powerful and inspiring story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the true stories of clients like him and like others, they tell you their true stories are up on our website, Annie Jennings PR. Just click on the Listen Now Real Story link on the right, and you'll be able to have access to everybody's true stories. And they love helping you. They love helping you because they're just like you. They're just like your listeners, our listeners right now.
Mm.
They didn't know what was going to happen before they started. They just knew that their feeling was right. They had a good feeling about what was going to happen. We guarantee all deliverables here, Joe. I don't take anyone's money unless we deliver.
I love that. You ought to say that again because that's so unusual.
I refuse to take any money from a client unless I deliver the outcome that we agree upon in advance is the outcome they want.
I love that.
Yeah, it's terrific.
That that shows what your own belief in your service.
Exactly.
And it takes away the risk for anybody that wants to hire you.
It takes away. There's no risk. There's no money down the tubes. There's no fancy proposals. I had this one guy. He signed up for this $10,000 a month program, 5 months, $50,000. He got a couple of radio stations in very small cities. And I think everybody deserves to hear messages. We do it via the nationally syndicates. I said, why did you do that? You could have had us. He goes, well, they sent me a very pretty proposal that said everything they were going to try to do for me.
Yeah.
The key words, try to do.
Yep.
Whereas we offer guaranteed deliverables, you pay us only for the outcomes that we agree in advance are the outcomes you want for yourself. And see, more than that is I help people choose outcomes that get them their goals and dreams. I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't have a deliverable that is going to achieve your goals. I know what the outcomes are. So I'll help you craft a strategy that gets you where you want to go and puts you in the expansion model.
That is priceless. Annie, you're doing amazing work. And for people listening, personally, I and Joe Vitale endorses her and says, go and do this. This is an amazing deal. In fact, I was talking to another person. I won't mention her name because she's fairly well known. And along the way, she had paid a PR firm, get this, $25,000 for 1 month of attempts to get publicity, and they did not get her any.
No.
None.
No.
And because it was one of those deals where they just paid for the so-called
the process.
Service.
We call that paying for the process.
You paid for the process. There was
trying.
No apology and there was no refund.
You know what the thing is you know, when I put every single thing on the line, I have to be smarter, more creative, more dynamic, just more engaged than ever before than any other PR firm. That's the whole idea. I have to learn how to get a placement, not how to try to get a placement.
And you love what you do. I get that sense that you're following your passion.
Yeah, you know what the nice part about it is? I'm not even asking for any business. I don't need, I have so much. You understand. We have so much. We're so thankful. We have so much. I'm not asking for any business from this call. What I'm asking people to do is listen to the MP3 audio recordings. Learn how to empower yourself. And there's so many free publicity articles and tips and to give you the exact strategy you need to be successful. It's all out there. I share everything I know with everyone else. Why? If I was going to sell it, it would be $1 million per copy. But if I were to write a book, I'd give it away.
Yeah.
Because I want everybody to live the life of their dreams. Because you know what? All the puzzles come to fit together someday, and then maybe then we're going to have, well, world peace.
Yep.
That's our goal.
Well, Annie, you're impressive. I'm glad that we're doing this call. We've done several together, so I want to just, again, acknowledge you and say thank you for having me on this. Thank you for repeatedly doing this, and thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing for everybody out there. You are really a godsend.
Oh, well, thank you. It's my pleasure. My pleasure. We live the dream every day, and all of our viewers and listeners can do the exact same things. So should we say, what are some of the things, Joe, if you wanted to leave our listeners with things they can do today to get started living the life of their dreams, what would you advise them to do?
Well, the very first thing would be to look at their beliefs, and I would have them write down the belief that money is the root of all evil, I don't love myself, and I don't deserve success. And then I'd have them question those beliefs and actually be like a detective and say, could I possibly believe this? And most likely the answer is going to be yes. If it's no, fine, you can just let it go. But if it is yes, ask yourself, why do I believe it? What you would be doing is looking for your own evidence for that belief. Mm-hmm. And as you explore it, again, lovingly, detached, much like Sherlock Holmes might do, just looking at the facts, as you explore it, you'll find out that the evidence for it came from somebody else. And you're going to get to the point where you could ask yourself, do I want to continue believing this statement, or do I want to let it go so I can be free? So the first thing I'd advise people to do is some belief work, and just be gentle with yourself, have fun with yourself, and be curious and see where it goes. The second thing I would advise people to do is write down the complaints they've made about the world at large or the complaints they've heard from other people. So in other words, they might have been standing in line at the post office and they said, why don't they create such and such? Or they're in the grocery store and they say, I can't find this particular product. Whatever the complaint is a signal that there is a business opportunity for you. This goes back to what we talked about thinking and acting like an entrepreneur. What you want to do is pay attention to those complaints and ask yourself, can I create a solution? Because the solution you create could become the big money maker. So those are the two big takeaways. And, of course, you can read my book for free, so it would behoove people to go to attractmoneynow.com and read it. Or if they prefer the hardcover, go to attractmoneynowbook.com and buy the book and get the free DVD, which is of a presentation of me giving a very fiery, in-your-face performance about what you have to change within yourself in order to attract money or anything else you've been wanting to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all described at attractmoneynowbook.com. And I'd say that's a to-do. Go get the book. Go read it. It's free.
I have a good question for you.
Sure.
All right. The little voice in our head that keeps us down.
Yep.
For example, let's say you were to write on one side of a piece of paper, I believe I can make $1 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you were to do that, right?
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, what's going to come in for that is all your negative little voices that are hanging out. Oh, yeah, sure. Who do you think you are, Joe Vitale?
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, there's no way. We're in a depression. See, these are all the things that are going on in the back of your mind that are keeping you down every single day, and they're the subconscious voices that work below the surface to keep you frozen. And what the idea is to release this conversation that you're having below the surface that you don't even know you're having.
Yeah.
All right? I am capable of creating success for myself. Write that down on the left-hand side in private. And on the right-hand side, write things like, oh, yeah, what have I done so far? I'm nothing but a failure. My mother told me I was. Look what I've done. I'm in total debt. See, these are, the subconscious messages that you're feeding yourself when you try to help yourself. This is the releasing theory. You've heard of this before, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. You know, 80% of the thoughts that we have are negative. That's one of the studies I read by a psychologist just yesterday who I interviewed. He said 80% of what we think is negative. And one of the things we can do is, first of all, be aware of that, because we don't have to buy or obey every thought that comes into our head. We can just kind of nod at it and go, okay, next, and wait for the next thought. The other tip, and this is a big tip, it's a million-dollar tip we can probably leave on here, and that's the idea that you can create your own inner cheerleader. What you've been listening to is your inner critic, and your inner critic has been formed over time as a sub-personality. It's been formed with the help of parents and, you know, the school and government and everything else. And wherever it came from, that's fine. It's already there. And what you can do is pay attention to it by listening to it but not acting on it, and then to begin to create an inner coach, an inner cheerleader that says, yes, I can make $1 million. I may not know how, but I can figure it out.
And that's what comes at the end of the page.
There you go.
I've done this exercise. I've done this model.
Uh-huh.
Because I, like everyone else, suffered from the inner critic.
Yes.
And I wanted success for myself, and I decided to try the model. And you start with a positive belief, something you want to believe, and then all of a sudden, probably 100 reasons why you're not going to believe that are going to be written on the right-hand side, and all of a sudden, you're going to exhaust yourself. You've done it. You've cleansed yourself of all the mindset that's keeping you down, and all of a sudden, it's going to say, yeah, but what if I could? But what if I could think of something really good? What if I could get maybe more education? What if I could start speaking at workshops? What if I did volunteer somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, possibilities start coming in, but guess what you've got rid of forever? This goes forever. It goes away forever, people. All that stuff you wrote down is now released. The energy is no longer stuffed in your brain, influencing your behavior every day. It's free. It's free to go out and go kill itself while you're free to prosper.
I love that.
It works.
It does work. It's a wonderful tested technique that's easy, and all people have to do is sit down and do it for a few minutes.
And do it, and it's fun, and you start to say, wow, I never knew I thought all these negative things, but you do. They're coming from somewhere. They're coming from your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's your mind telling you, giving you feedback to these positive affirmation on the left, all what's coming into your mind on the right, and it's all going to be negative for a long time, maybe 15, 20, 100 responses, but pretty soon you're going to turn around, and you're going to say, wait a minute. Maybe I can do something like this. And that's the fun part. That's when you realize I'm moving forward. I'm doing this.
Absolutely. So I encourage people to do it.
That's
and you can
good.
Help yourself with that cleaning process by reading the supportive material, whether it's Think and Grow Rich or The Magic of
right.
Believing or Attract Money Now or Give to Live or any of the success mm-hmm. literature out there can help replace the negativity in your mind with the positivity, with the stuff that's going to help you and encourage you and fortify you so you can go out there and pursue your dreams and live your passion and attract money and make a difference in the world.
Absolutely, and if you change one life, it's worth it. It could be that one life. It could be Joe Vitale's life a long time ago. I'm sure somebody came and helped you, Joe, when you were living on the streets and gave you the helping hand that may have sparked this entire career of yours that now has reached millions of people.
That guy was Claude Bristol.
Told you.
He wrote the book, The Magic of Believing, which came out in the 50s. It's still in print today. And I'll tell you a secret here, Annie.
Go
this
ahead.
Is something nobody else knows. So you're
here
getting an exclusive.
Thanks.
I wrote Attract Money Now for the Joe Vitale of 30 years ago. I wrote Attract Money Now for the Joe that I remember who was homeless in Dallas in the 70s. That's who the audience was. And so whoever picks it up now may read it as a book written for them, but I wrote it for the old Joe to heal him and to help him.
See, that's the idea. Been there, done that. Theory is one thing, but when somebody has actually done it, I think that you can believe what they write about. You can believe their process.
Yes.
Because they know what you're going through. Now, theory is untested theory. Who knows what you're going to get there? It's theory.
Right.
It may not work in the real world, but, you know, I think, Joe, you got it down of what really works in the real world.
Well, I've lived it and tested it, so I say go on out there and try it.
So it's our goal for everyone on the line and listening to this replay to go out there and pursue your dreams. Use some of the strategies and techniques and tips and concepts we've presented here today to just keep going. Even in your darkest hour, buy yourself something nice.
There you go.
And let us know if it worked for you. I know it will. I know it will.
And if I can have a last word here, I want to encourage everybody to go to your website and to sign on to talk to you. Because if they get a chance to talk to you, Annie,
sure.
I think that is a priceless opportunity and a priceless moment that they'll probably never forget because it can reshape their lives.
And I'll tell them why they're good.
There you go. That's wonderful. I say do it. And Annie, thank you. I love you. You are doing wonderful work, and I always appreciate you giving me an opportunity to talk to your audience.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Joe Vitale. You're terrific. Remember, everybody, go get your free book at his website. We've got the two of them, attractmoneynow.com and givetolivebook.com. So go to those two websites, and please download your copy of Joe's book. And, of course, you know, support Joe in all he does, because this guy's got it going on. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to everyone next time. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.